Now, I've got two ladies in the studio to visiting me today, and when they rang up about the Dorchester Child Contact Centre, the first thing I wanted to know is, what is the Dorchester Child Contact Centre? So let me introduce my guests. I've got Ruth McGee, who's the coordinator, and also Tracy Parsons, who's the chair of trustees. So can we start with you then, Tracy? What is the Dorchester Child Contact Centre?
Child Contact Centre is a safe and neutral space for families that are suffering from breakdown, for the non-resident parents to meet with their children and continue with the relationship as they move forward into a new situation.
Is this a national scheme?
Yes, it is a countrywide scheme, and it was started by a magistrate, Mary Lowe, in Nottingham, when she realised that there were no informal places for parents to meet who had suffered from family breakdown. So therefore she established the first child contact centre. And then that became a movement, and the National Association of Child Contact Centres was formed to promote and strengthen all the centres. And now we have to be accredited every 3 years. And there are centres up and down the country. There are about 300, and we all offer supported child contact. Some offer something called supervised contact, but ours is supported, so they will share a room with other families who are also meeting with their children, and eventually we hope that they go into what's known as handover. And a handover is when they're allowed to go out and go to the shops, go to a cafe, but still under...
So this is a safe space for children is what we're really talking about.
It is a safe space for children, yeah.
Now, I've got to say, I've been a Saturday dad. I've got two daughters, they're grown up now. In fact, I'm dad of a 15-year-old now, but that's my second marriage. It is awkward sometimes with families when they do split up, isn't it, Ruth? You know, how do people engage with you? How do people get in touch with you? Are they referred, or do they can they get in touch with you directly?
I'm Tracy. I'm a trustee.
Sorry, Tracy.
I'm not so connected with the practical procedures on this, but we get referrals from a whole range of organisations, and individuals can self-refer. The courts, the family courts, will order that people should go to supported contact, and so we will get information often via solicitors or social workers or from individuals themselves who are interested and need our services. There will be a formal application form to complete, and we have to do kind of various checks, but beyond that then we go on to make arrangements for the sessions to start.
Tracy, roughly how many people have you got on your books? How many children? Roughly.
That's for you, Ruth.
We've seen about a dozen families over the past year, and maybe a few more. We will get more inquiries than we will actually get families. So, but yeah, we've had a dozen or so families through the centre this year, and we had a similar number the previous year too.
So where, can you tell me where the centre is? It's not. Is it a secret or...?
No, we run out of the United Church in Dorchester on South Street.
So there's a sort of safe space there for people to meet.
Yeah.
I think it's a brilliant idea. How is it funded?
All right, well, historically the Ministry of Justice made grants available for child contact centres, and over the years, unfortunately, the grant has become reduced significantly.
I know the feeling.
Yes, unfortunately, there are also delays, of course, with payment. And in fact, in 2022, we needed to seek urgent funding from the community. And it's really due to the generosity of community organisations, local charitable trusts and individuals and groups all kind of helping us out that we have been able to continue to stay in business. We are very grateful to the United Church Dorchester because they provide the venue to us free of charge, and their community is very supportive. But community groups will raise money with them. There's the concert, Flute Cakes Do, Country Dances, Car Boots, a whole wealth of organisations who have been helping us. But we're a very small charity. We have quite low overheads, but you know, it's been crucial to us, the Ministry of Justice grant, and unfortunately that's been in decline.
That's really quite a sad affair, really, isn't it? So just describe that typical sort of event when somebody comes there, you know, a father maybe with children. What sort of thing takes place?
Well, we have a wonderfully equipped playroom. They will come in and the children will arrive and they're greeted with hugs and in the normal way. And then we have wonderful volunteers whom we rely on, who will make teas and coffees and support where necessary. But the children and the parents will then interact with one another, will interact with the toys. We're fortunate, we've got lots of games and we've got a climbing frame, and they love the train set and table football and lots of, as I say, there are lots of activities. Sometimes they just sit and chat with one another. Birthdays can be celebrated, you know, all sorts of things can be offered.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Now, when you guys rang me up, I never even knew you existed. And I dare say there's a lot of people out there at the moment that's going to think the same thing. You know, you keep a low profile for obvious reasons, because a lot of your work is confidential. But do you need more volunteers? Do you need support? Presumably funding is the biggest issue, isn't it?
Funding is the biggest issue, but we're always looking for volunteers to come and help us, whether it's once a month or once every couple of months. We have volunteers who have been absolutely wonderfully faithful over the years, but obviously we're always looking to recruit. And we're also looking for trustees, and Tracy can tell you more about that. But yeah, please do get in touch, and if you can make a cup of tea and you can put a table out, then and move a chair, then we can take you as a volunteer.
That's fantastic. I take it volunteers have to be DBS checked, obviously.
They go through a process of checking, filling out application.
Couple of things. First of all, let's talk fundraising. Who's in charge of fundraising, really?
Yeah, fundraising.
Well, is it you, Tracy?
Right. Okay. As we said before the last song, we get a small part of our cost covered by this Ministry of Justice grant, but otherwise we've been relying on local groups, community groups, businesses, local grants and individuals to contribute, and we are always hoping to be on people's radar for small fundraising events, and we would ask listeners, if they are part of an organisation that run a kind of pub quiz or a car boot stall or have an event where they could name a charity, local charity, ask you to consider the Child Contact Centre, because we do a lot of good work for children and really we are desperate for help and support.
What I didn't ask you was, what geographic area does the Dorchester Centre service?
We help families within the West Dorset area, and in fact our area seems to be ever growing, because unfortunately the Bridport area had a local child contact centre which closed down about a year ago for various reasons, and of course that means that we've got people coming from further afield. Ruth can give.
I just thought we'd get that across, because it's obviously not just Dorchester we're talking about.
The contact takes place in the place where the resident family are. And so we can then have non-resident parents travelling from all over the country. We've had them from far away as Wales. We have people coming from London, We've had, as I say, countrywide people have come from to, so they keep contact with their children.
Now, this is very important work, isn't it? The question is, why on earth don't the government fund a bit more of it?
Well,
yes.
Yeah. You must ask yourselves that question.
Well, the government is, is forever kind of bringing out kind of new research and everything on the need for early resolution of family issues when people separate. And child contact centres are really very valuable, very good value for money in terms of helping prevent harm to children and to safeguard their welfare and to ensure that they're a good outcomes, because it reduces conflict, it provides a place, a safe place, and parents can build up trust over the period of time that the child visits the centre with a view to then moving on with different arrangements.
Well, I've got Chris Loder coming in a couple of weeks' time, the West Dorset MP, so maybe I'll drop your name with him
really
and see if he can do anything to help. You never know, do you? You never know, because they all have contacts. Now, events. What events have you got coming up?
We have got a beetle drive coming up very soon on February the 10th, and it will be held at the United Church. So if you would like to come, it's from 5 o'clock. It's very family orientated. We'll provide food and drinks and all sorts, and lots of entertainment with a good old fashioned beetle drive. So get tickets from the Dorchester Child Contact Centre at gmail.com.
Okay, now you said you haven't got a website at the moment, but you're working on that one. But you have got an email, you said.
We've got the email, which, as Ruth says, is the Dorchester Child Contact Centre at gmail.com. And we will put details of the event on the 10th of February on the radio website.
Yeah.
So people can pick up details. I didn't mention then when we spoke last time about our trustees. We've got 7 trustees, all of whom come from varied kind of backgrounds and specialisms, but we are currently advertising for a new trustee. We are looking for someone to take the lead on fundraising to help us to develop and maintain a fundraising strategy and a fundraising code. Hopefully we will having someone who has a background and knowledge of fundraising, particularly within the charity sector. And we are running ads for that with the closing date on the 9th of February, so a week on Friday, and would urge anyone who might have the relevant experience and interest and who's willing to get involved to get in touch with us again on the same email address that we've just given. And the meetings for trustees are kind of once every couple of months or so. It's not a big time commitment. It's a really worthwhile group, and we're very friendly and as I say provide a good service for children in the area.
Well, ladies, thank you very much for coming in today. It's been very interesting, and will you keep in touch with us in the future?
Absolutely, yes.
Lovely to. Ruth, Tracy, thank you very much for your time, and thanks for, well, good luck with the charity, and well, if there's anything else we can do to support you, let us know.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.